A First Amendment battle is brewing between Philadelphia Gas Works and a coalition of climate activists. The issue centers around the group's opposition to proposed rate hikes. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports the activists say the utility is retaliating against them.
PGW is asking to raise rates by 13%. A coalition of seven climate groups known as the Energy Justice Advocates have decided to participate in the rate case. They say the city-owned utility's lack of action on climate change contributes to the need to increase rates. The utility has asked a court to force the climate groups to turn over internal communications, emails, texts, and memos that document strategies about fighting the rate hike. Speaking at a city council hearing last week, several activists asked council members for support. Mitch Channon is a member of the Energy Justice Advocates.
PGW's lawyers are being extremely hostile and aggressive towards organizations representing the public who are trying to take part in this process by demanding that we provide private information, meeting notes, strategy, internal emails, information about our members. None of that is necessary. I regard that as a hostile attack on public participation.
The Energy Justice Advocates say turning over that information would violate the group's First Amendment rights of freedom of expression and freedom of association. But PGW says its requests are reasonable because it is seeking the facts behind the advocates' public statements and court filings. Seth Kramer teaches First Amendment law at Penn's Law School and is not involved in the case.
It looks to me like what PGW is doing here is trying to harass interveners by filing these requests for information that seem to be of quite limited relevance, but will take time and effort to respond to.
Kramer says courts have rejected efforts by government agencies like PGW to obtain this information, because it could make future groups or individuals hesitant to participate in public proceedings like the rate hike case.
The other thing that they seem to be doing is to try to kind of raise the price of admission to the proceeding by forcing lawyers for the interveners to spend time litigating these sorts of requests.
Still, the Supreme Court has said if there is a strong reason to turn over the information, that could outweigh the First Amendment. PGW says it has no comment on the litigation and that the case is being handled through the appropriate legal process. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.